My dear godbrother, Giriraj, Swami Maharaj. Sorry, fielder in India for many, many years. Although he was on the west, I was on the east. But we met all of So, he was very expert how to cultivate the multi-million Indians and give them Krishna conscious. By making friends with them, by getting them to chant, by not doing to donate. He never, he didn't ask so much for money. He rather gave Krishna. And that was his glory. And now you go in Vrindavan and in the hostel in Mira Road. His parents and himself have donated in Vrindavan hostels, and the whole I section I heard is donated by his mother.
I Foundation.
So, but now we are deprived of his associate. He doesn't travel all much. He stays here in the U.S. most of the time. He travels around the U.S. He has the health issues. So he always wants him to have his association. And we're in India, we're deprived.
I'm deprived, but I'm working up to it. I'm preparing myself.
Duh. So today is the auspicious day of the appearance of Lajjanas Thakur. So I wanted to say something about Lajjanas Thakur. But first, let's offer some prayers. Om Ajnanati Mahandasya Janandana Sarakaya Chakshuro Namitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namaham Krishna Tadaya Krishna Tastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pashadada Sarasvati Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Yudhari Ora Bhaktavi Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Sarasidasana Angulangaya Deganam Yat Kipa Mahan Bande Siguru Nidhainam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwar Hayom Tatsat Jai Bhansatatta Ki
Jai
Nalbadesh Rajarani Ki
Jai
Sri Sri Prabhupada Sri Ram Vishnuda Bhakti Chinanda Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai
Sangadeva Bhakti Vrinda Ki
Jai
So regarding half of my mouth, face is paralyzed, so I don't know if I'm understood. So whether you need a repetition of what I say or you can understand.
Understand.
Okay, if I speed up or if I become inarticulate, someone here has to weigh me down. Sometimes I get carried away. I lose track. So, Lord Chandas, he was born when Lord Chaitanya was 34 years old. So, Lord Chaitanya's Leela was present for 40 years. So by the time he was 48, Lord Chandas was old.
14
years old. So he didn't have much association with the Lord Chaitanya directly, but his guru was Narahari Sarkar. Every night I sing the Gaurarti. Kita Narahari Hari Gauri. Maharajula. So that Narahari, he was the last associate present on the planet. The last major associate of Lord Chaitanya. And some of Lord Chandas's writings, he said, Narahari Thakur is my life, is my soul. And so he had heard from many associates of Lord Chaitanya about his pastimes. So in his book, he wrote the third most important book about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the Chaitanya Mangal. The first is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was the first written mainly about the childhood and the Sankirtan aspects of Lord Chaitanya. The most authoritative book is the one by Krishnadas Kaviraj, which Prabhupada translated, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That gives his later pastimes, but it gives very accurate Siddhanta or philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. And it's very much correct in the chronology. So all the works are analyzed by philosophy, chronology and Leela. So the Leela are in all three books, but especially the chronology and the philosophy are very much detailed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nonetheless, Lord Chandas, he had access to the Sanskrit notes of Rāyagūta. And also Śrīla Prabhupāda So he took those and wrote them in a more simple Bengali. Now those notebooks are lost. We can't find. But his book is preserved. So he also, in his introduction, he glorified Rinandas Thakur as the Vyas of Chaitanya Lila. And so he just filled in some gaps or used some pastimes which no one else called it. So and he also wrote many songs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a whole section leading out to the coming of Lord Chaitanya. How Krishna has decided already in Dvaitayuga that he would come again as Lord Gaurava. And on Narada Muni, he went to the palace of Lord Krishna and Gaurava to say that he had seen that the people in Kali Yuga, as Lord Krishna was nearing his departure, the effects of Kali Yuga had already slightly started. So the people were becoming more oriented on sense gratification, setting the senses, trying to have a comfortable life rather than trying to get self-realization, to achieve bhakti yoga, to achieve unlimited spiritual happiness or bliss. They are trying to enjoy their senses. So in this way, you enjoy it momentarily and you suffer incredibly. So he saw how the people were suffering, how they were trying to enjoy and they were suffering. So he wanted to approach Krishna. He thought, unless Krishna came, there was no hope. So when he came, Krishna told him, for that day there was an incident with Mother Rukmini, that although Krishna had just come to her house, she was crying because she was so much in love with Krishna that even when he came, she felt separation. That's why she's the number one queen. So he said, well, because Rukmini said, I don't know what my devotee feels for you. And because you are saying that, you're worried about the human beings that call you I will appear as Gauranga. And call you a distilled my feel is my love, and I'll come as a devotee to experience what it's like to be a devotee. And he follows the travels of Narada Muni to Dharaspuri, then to Lovindam. And there, in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya tells all the tells Radha, all the Sakis and Ranis, all appear in the universe of the four-headed Brahma, and I'll preach all over India, all over Bharat. But 500 years later, I'll send someone, a son of Bhakti Bhakta, a commanding general devotee, who will spread the Harinam to those countries which are identical. So Prabhupada came exactly as written 400 years ago. That's not like the reason that 400 years ago and Prabhupada came, now 500 years after Lord Chaitanya. To the West.
Prabhupada
ki. Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada ki. And no one before, he has the distinction. Hello? Hello? Wake up. Don't cross it now. Sorry. So, he has the distinction of being the first. I wrote a song for that glorifying Prabhupada and saying, I was inspired by Vasu Ghosh, who was also associate of Lord, he was associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he sang, Jadi Gorda Hoito Ki Hoito, if there was no Goranga, what would there be? So I thought, if there was no Prabhupada, what would there be? What would be the basis of our life? The thing about that, for me, it's horrible. But anyway, tonight's Lodzimat Sagar's night, so. If you want to hear that, a song described what I was thinking when I wrote it. That's how my next was. So, like this, Lord Chaitanya appeared, and you see, it's a very great thing when the Lord appears, because he also takes with him many devotees who want to be part of his pastime. Now normally, to be a part of the Lord's pastimes means you have to awaken your bhakti yoga. You have to awaken your love, attachment for Krishna. So by serving the devotee, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, you get this awakening of your bhakti, of your love for Krishna. Sometimes that happens. But Lord Chaitanya, he gave that awakening very easy, very freely. So, normally that's a very rare thing. So many religions tell us God is great, we should love God, but have they actually thoroughly loved for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very rare. And most religions don't really tell you how to do it. They just say, do it. How do you do it? Mystery. But Lord Chaitanya, he told us how to do it. He also gave it freely to some of his souls. Some ordinary souls too. A seller of the bananas in the market, he gave out of Krishna. We call that a Siddhar. Like that, Jagannatha. They're ruffians, they're drunkards, they're the worst. Nityananda also gave them love of Krishna. We went to Katwa, where Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas. Now, am very close to Kata, and the 2 miles is the Samadhi of Dalai Madai. So there the Pujari said, there was a cartel and a beast. He said that was the cartel of Dalai Madai and also the respect of beast. So he said that every day they would go dancing and chanting on the way to the Ganges. It was about not far, like 5 blocks to the Ganges. They danced to the Ganges crying. I mean, if you know the history of Dalai Madai, they're like mouth hill souls or the word. I don't even want to repeat what they did. When their slate was wiped clean by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, there was a big commotion in Yamalok. And Yamaraj, the custodian of hell, who judges people, he said, what's the commotion? He said, Jai Madai got free. He got free from all their karmas. How much karma they have? Well, we have 26 hells, and none of them were sufficient for these two. We are architects designing a new hell, just whatever. If you know any architects about jobs, you may not find the yellow hook. Anyway, bad joke. But then, Yamaraj appeared, he fainted, he fell unconscious, and he couldn't revive him. And so Lord Shiva came by, and he said, what happened? He told him what happened. And he said, he heard and he fainted. Lord Shiva said, he didn't faint. He's in ecstasy. He's in ecstasy. Chant Hare Krishna, he'll come around. So they all start chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, time I was here, there were quite a few nice singers. Anyone here knows the song Brahma Guna? Who knows? Who could sing? Can you get a mic it up? What I need to do is to sing four stanzas. There's eight verses, or four verses, or four stanzas each. I need to chant one stanza and stop and let me speak. This song is by Lakshminath Thakur, so you get an idea about Lakshminath. Mike? I need a mic. I So, Ahamra Karalam, Aho Doijara, Nidai Gora Chandra. Panakura means supremely merciful. Bahudarijana, two lords, Nitai and Gorachandra. Now, being a lord, being a supreme personality, Godhead, means that the Lord has nothing to achieve. He creates all the unlimited millions of universes. This is a fraction of the energy. He can create, he can dissolve, if anyone he comes down and he shows extreme unlimited mercy. Unlimited mercy. He is considered of all the avatars, of all the incarnations of Godhead, he is considered the crown jewel because he gives us a process which is simply blissful. Simply blissful. Like, say, how are you on vacation? Anyone goes on vacation? I don't. Yeah, as I said it is, huh? But because now say something, oh, how did you spend your vacation? And you say, well, I sang, I danced, I heard some marvelous stories, I feasted. Oh, you had a very good time in your vacation. Very good. That's our process of self-realization. singing Hare Krishna, dancing, feasting on prasad, hearing some nice pastimes of the Lord, and some nice philosophy. So, this process was given by Lord Chaitanya, and that's why he's considered to be the most merciful and the most the best of all the avatars, the crown jewel. That is 12 verses. Vajra-vajra-vaj, Tithuvana-nai, Amra-dayala-dada. No, Vajra-vajra-vaj, Chaitanya-nidai. Vajra-vajra-vaj, Chaitanya-nidai, Surya-na-vishra-shakari. That is just my dear brothers, sisters, please, with your utmost faith, strong faith, follow the process of Nidayog. Vishwacharya, give up the sinful activities, give up trying to be happy just by sanjaring. Because that will end you, that won't. We get, by our karma, we get certain happiness and certain suffering. that comes automatically. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we listen to those things. We can completely absorb ourselves. Say Rasa Mojiya in the transcendental bliss of the Lord's qualities, name, pastimes, etc. And all we have to do is constantly chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
So, this process is actually leads one to the experience of transcendental bliss. And my other words, there was a lady that was practicing yoga in South India, and her guru left the world. So she'd been practicing for like 12 years or more, maybe. She was from Switzerland. So she came up to Mayapur, and in Calcutta Airport, all the taxi drivers, wherever they see a foreigner, they say, Mayapur, Mayapur. So she, oh, she didn't know what Mayapur was. Okay. And she came up, and so we taught her the process of Bhakti Yoga. She had been doing the mystic yoga, her Hatha Yoga system, for many years. And he taught her Bhakti Yoga. After 2 weeks, she said, how is it possible? I feel more blissful now in 2 weeks than in 12 years. But then, she was so conditioned, this must not be real. I feel, touch your heart. How do you feel? I feel great. Oh, then why did you do this? 12 years I've been Hatha Yoga, and I never felt this way. I don't know. It's all mental though. Now it says that those who are very intelligent, they follow Lord Chaitanya. Some people, it's like they're light, they're struggling their whole life, and they think, how can you be so happy so fast? They can't believe it. But it's like that. We're all meant to be happy, naturally. Simply meant to be happy. But because we're not in the right position, we're trying to fight with the material world rather than serving the Lord, and it's one of these energies. Material world, we respect it, but we don't take shelter of her. We take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, we take shelter of Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya said, please, take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Follow his process and you'll get everything you want. You'll get the real happiness that you're seeking. But some people, they can't understand, well, how does it work? You don't have to understand it. It's transcendental. It works because it's transcendental. It's fast track. You come down to LA to Laguna Beach, you can take a slow track or the fast carpool. We did the carpool soon. We can walk down. So, you have your choice. Now, Bhakti Yoga means fast. If you want to go fast, you can walk and swim down. It's so cold, but nice verse.
Oh,
figure of his life. She told her name night. Amala Dharadu Dhatta. Prabhupada translated that, alright, you use your discrimination, your judgment, judges. Who is the most merciful in the three worlds, in the whole universe? And if you see that, if you study, there are many great personalities who give out mercy. Like, what did give them mercy, what mercy they gave, and what did they require. Like, you have to leave their follower, then you give them mercy. Or, they give mercy, heaven. The devotees don't want heaven. They want the eternal service of the Lord. Heaven means, heaven is considered like also a temporary place. Beyond heaven is a spiritual world. And there, in the top place of the spiritual world, is Golok Vrindavan. So, by this process, you can go to Golok Vrindavan, or you can serve the Lord somewhere where his leelas are going on, his pastimes are going on. So anyway, just hear about his voice. When he crossed the jungle of Jharkhand, he got arrows to chant and dance. He got tigers and deers to kiss each other, embrace each other, dancing. No fear, no violent mode. They're all chanting and dancing. Prabhupada said, we cannot imitate Lord Chaitanya. We cannot go even to the zoo and ask lions, chant Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada said, at least if we can get the human beings to chant, that'll be to our credit. What is it?
Yeah, Prabhupada got animal like human beings to chant and dance.
And when Lord Chaitanya, he visited, he was in Jagannathpuri 15 days before the Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath's darshan is closed. Call this the Anavasar. So Lord Chaitanya, he could not bear 15 days of not seeing the Lord. He ran for 11 kilometers to a nearby Vishnu temple of Alavada. And there, he paid his prostrate obeisances in front of the deity of Lord Vishnu. And he asked him, melted the stone, he melted the granite, his body print is there. Since then, they've taken out of the floor and put it in a separate temple, and they worked with that. So you can go there, you can see that. You can also see where he held the Garuda stone of those who are Indians. You go now, and the thing of it, he melted the Garuda stone of the stone just by watching Krishna. So much was the power of his love that he melted stone, he got animals to chant. So just hear his voice. Last verse.
Shiva Ram Ram Ram
So, Lord Sannyas is that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm trying to enjoy the material world. Sansara Nojya, Rohili Padya. I'm simply a fallen soul. I don't have any desire for those of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a hopeless case. And whatever I'm doing, I'm subtly enjoying. It's just what I deserve in the karma. This is the situation of Lord Sannyas. So we know that Lord Sannyas Thakur, he was actually a pure devotee. But he's taking our position. So he's showing us there are two choices. When we flew to here to California, our airline said, we know that there are many airlines and they have many choices. We're very grateful that you chose our airline. So, dear audience, dear listeners, brothers, sisters, you have a choice. You can take the karma choice and suffer and enjoy your karma. Exactly what you do, you get your result. As you sow, so shall you reap. That's one alternative. That's the karma route. Other alternative, of course there are many others, but the one other is that you take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and get immediately a special mercy and you go their route. So who would like to take the karma route? Raise your hand, who wants karma? Who wants to still enjoy karma?
All right. In your presence, no one.
And who wants Nindai Gaur's mercy? Haribo!
Haribo!
Nindai Gaur's mercy! Nindai I don't remember some of the pastimes that are written by Vrindavan Das Thakur or Lord Sannyas. But I remember one which is definitely written by Lord Sannyas. That's a pastime. The Americans consider the dog as the best friend. Right? So Lord Chaitanya had a small cot when he was about 3 years old. One group of puppies came by the house when he was outside. Maybe it was 4 years old, I don't know. But he was outside the house, playing with his friends, and the puppies went off once said, the Lord Chaitanya said, okay, this is my tent. I'm keeping this one. And he tied a little rope around the neck, and he was having this little toffee dog. So he tucked the toffee inside his house, and then he was playing with him. His mother said, oh, mother said, what are you doing? You're brawling. This boy, you can't have toffee in the house, dog in the house. Oh, no, this is my pet. That's right, the dog's the outside. So then she took the dog off, tied to the bamboo pole of the animal. And then his friend said, let's go to swim again. I said, I'll watch out your dog. So she said, what to do? This dog. He ran off to the Ganges. Meanwhile, my mother came and she said, oh, said, take your toddy and go. So the toddy went off with the mother. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya came back. Where's my dad, my dog? At this time, she's like an ordinary child. So then, she said, on the offense, he must let go. The brothers always tell white lies like that to their kids, huh? Anyway, later on, because that puppy was held by Lord Chaitanya, he gave that puppy his love. And so, that puppy later, I see that in the other part, he started rolling around, jumping up, hi-do-all. People gathered around, what happened? What's wrong with his dog? Since when does the dog chant, hi-do-all? And the dog is jumping up, hi-do-all. He got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Who is that dog? So much mercy that night she fell dead. And all through the water, and all of a sudden there's a sound, Om Namo Narayana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Brilliant, like brilliant of the sun. And a special airplane came down. Out from the dog body came out. A human like brilliant light and sat in the airplane and went up right to Radha. So that pastime is mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that, there are many of pastimes that he mentioned. I don't have a copy with me. Maybe Viraj Maharaj, do you remember any?
I've heard different stories, but I also can't distinguish which is from Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat. But the way I heard that story about the puppy is that the puppy went to Krishna, and that is extraordinary for a living entity in that situation to go to Krishna as opposed to Narayan. And that is evidence that Lord Chaitanya is Paramakaruna, that he's the most merciful, that even a dog not only went back to Godhead in a general sense, but went to Krishna. And just on that song, Paramakaruna, in Srila Prabhupada's diary when he came to America, he wrote that that the people here are like animals, and so in his commentary on the song Paramakarana, which you quoted, in which Srila Prabhupada says that we cannot get animals to chant and dance, but at least we can try to induce human beings to take to the chanting process. But actually, the so-called human beings that Srila Prabhupada met really were very similar to animals. And although he says that we can't induce animals to chant and dance, but he basically did. and made them human. So, more from you?
Can I say one?
Sorry?
Do you want to say more, or should I say it?
You can say more.
So, recently, we came on a tour to South America, and while I was in Brazil, I had this idea of doing some spontaneous dramas where devotees relive and reenact pastimes of the Lord. So Brazilians are very outgoing, friendly people, so they agreed to do that. And rather it was hard to stop them. I saw that I reenacted the past I told them in Nodarga about the son of Darakanda released 3,000 kings, and then in Brazil the released kings picked up the son of Darakanda and started running around him on the shoulders. Die! For a little while. So, but I thought that here, since we have the Panchatattva deities, we should show a pastime of Lord Chaitanya. I don't know if you like to do a pastime or if it's too late. Are you ready or not? Who's ready? Who wants to play? Who wants to just sit back and watch? So, you see, because with this Giriraj Maharaj, he can see it's a good idea. Now, these things, no rehearsal. They don't even know what time they're going to tell. It's completely spontaneous. So, it's not acting or abilities. It's just having a good time. But we need a Lord Chaitanya and a Nityananda. Our Nityananda should be someone who knows how to dance. Any volunteers? You know, you can be a man, a lady, you know.
Huh?
No, I don't think that there's time to do that. No. Nindananda has a bigger role. Nindananda has the top. Lord Chaitanya has a silent role. And in about 50 associates. No. Stand up. 50. 29 men, 29 ladies. We need Rahul Pandit, and Damayanti Devi. I didn't resell. I had the ladies from Vivi and then. Now I don't design here. But I said, please stop. Because I'm the nader. So So this is the last time where Lord Nityananda, he came to Vanihati Dham after leaving with Dhanaswati. He was sent back by Lord Chaitanya to continue the studying of the Hare Krishna chant. So Lord Nityananda came in the kitchen and saw, who's our cook? Here's the cook. Rahul Pandit. Rahul, here he goes. Rahul Pandit. And his sister, Damayanti. Who's the sister, Rahul Pandit? Quick. Everybody raise their hand, no one's with your sister. Alright. Don't tell them they're cooking. They're cooking for the deities. God have another one. You're cooking.
Cooking.
Right there. Nityananda Roy said. Nityananda. And then you get up, and you ask Nityananda, oh, how many are you? How many are you? You're worried about serving or feeding them. How many are you? 50.
50.
All right, take a bath in the Ganges. And come back in half hour, well, an hour, we'll have all the prasad ready.
Go and take
that
from the Ganges,
and
make way back
on the ground, keep the sound safe. Okay. You all take a bath on the Ganges. I'm cooking a feast for 50 in 1 hour. Right, fast, yeah. He's a stage manager. All right. Hey, sorry. And then I all sit, come down, sit down, take a shot. It's great, good. Hi, Lord. Hi, Lord. Hi, Lord. All right. So after recite the rest, now you do kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, praise, praise, praise. Except Nityananda, he sits down and he watches. Whenever he looks, he's going ecstatic and jump. He looks at you. Nityananda's glance gives you ecstasy and a jump. Now, he looks at you.
When he looks,
you make eye contact, then you jump. A chant. Chaitanya's come. Lord Chaitanya's here. You cannot see him, but he can. But he's wearing a garland from South India, and you can smell him. As all you get up and dance and try to smell Lord Chaitanya, those who are nearest to Lord Chaitanya, of course you don't know that. You like senses there. You'll get ecstatic, love gas, and you'll show your eyes to each other. Alright? 1, 2, 3.
Hare Krishna.
Get up. So she's not Lord Chaitanya. It's not down. When you're those are, he's Lord Chaitanya. the lowdown. In case you're shot. You're pain, you're all, you're very aesthetic. And then one next, goes out, one after the other. Until you're all down on the ground, blaming. All right? One, two, three. Is that very convincing ecstasy? Was that very convincing ecstasy?
No.
Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya said that he would never miss any time when Lord Nityananda is dancing. If Lord Nityananda dances, it doesn't matter where he is, he goes there and watches. So, how little was the Lord Nityananda's dancing. So now, Lord Nityananda, he's dancing so strenuously, he's all colored with perspiration. So you have to bathe him with Ganges water. Just take a bucket of Ganges water, hand it. All right, associates.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Next thing, Lord Nityananda goes back, he comes back, he's wearing dry clothes. He tells Maragudha, where is Maragudha? And he tells Raghava Panda. He says, where is Raghava? Yeah, he tells, I'm a coward boy. I what? Kadabha flower. Garland.
I am a coward boy,
but. You say you are a coward boy and you want a Kadabha flower garland.
You are a coward boy and you wear a Kadabha.
I want a Kadabha.
You tell, I don't have any.
I don't have
any. No. I only have lemons and other trees in the lab.
Can you help me to understand? I don't have.
Lord Nityananda says, just look in your garden.
Lord Nityananda says, look in your garden.
In case you find any, bring me.
In case you find any,
So now the Chaitanya begins again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Someone joins the kirtan party. They're curious what's happening. Volunteer?
One volunteer?
Hi.
Here we go.
So you stand there and you look, you join the kirtan, and then I'm not so convincing of Mandela.
No, madam. Take him, madam.
Alright.
You stand back and look curious. What's going on?
And then the kid now comes, you look, and you join in, you get swept away. I'm done what you're doing. Now start kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh God. Three days went by and he didn't notice. The facade, join the kirtan, the rest, join the kirtan.
Yeah, just enjoy the kirtan for 3 days.
And then the sun saw, oh no, I don't have 3 days.
And then the sun thought, oh no, it's been 3 days.
So, you walk out, everyone else sit down.
So you walk out and everybody else sit down.
And then, hold it. Someone else, another volunteer.
Another volunteer?
They come up, they ask them, where you live?
And he asked them, where you been? Ask him.
And all you say is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
More enthusiasm.
Oh, enthusiasm. Hey, I'm 72 hours. So this way, the kirtan group to 10,000 people.
So in this way, the Kirtan group grew to 10,000 people.
Haribo!
He continued for 3 months.
And he continued for 3 months.
Non-stop. And at the end of 3 months, the chanters start manifesting mystic powers.
And after 3 months, the chanters started manifesting mystic powers.
Some are the thing of bamboo that was 60 feet long. Like it was a little fruit. Like it was a fruit.
So. Oh, like a fruit?
Flute.
Like a flute. 60 feet long.
So I picked up a whole tree like it was just a typhoon. A big, thick tree.
Picked up a big, thick tree.
Started dancing with it. Someone jumped on top of the tree and jumped on one another like a balloon.
Right, and some jumped upon a tree. Tree to tree. Like a monkey.
And so Raghava Pandit.
So Raghava Pandit.
He told Lord Nityananda. And this way, they are tearing down all my trees.
This way, they're trampling on all my trees.
Turn down all the trees. And I won't be able to worship my Radha Mohan. The Lord didn't understand. They'll take everyone from the next place.
Take it to the next place.
And everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So thank you all very much. We just like to ask Giriraj Swami Maharaj to say a few words. Say some here you can remember. I want to thank all of you who are, I'm sorry I just do this on you. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you.
I did.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In his introduction, Rupa Nuga Prabhu said many nice things, and he hinted that it was a coincidence that we both happened to be here at the same time. Could you hear me or? Yes. Rupa Nuga Prabhu gave a very nice introduction. But in the introduction he mentioned that, you know, the two of us both happened to be here at the same time. But it wasn't really quite like that, that we both happened to be here at the same time. But I was very eager to get Maharaj's association. And I made a plan to be here at the same time. And really, in Maharaj's presence, I felt like I was in Mayapur Dham and in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and their associates. So although I do feel deprived sometimes that I can't spend time in the Dham like I used to, but I felt that by Maharaj's mercy I was able to experience being in the Dham right here in Laguna Beach. Well, it's not Laguna Beach. It's the spiritual world. And it's also encouraging that the flow of spiritual nectar, the flow of spiritual energy, is not obstructed by any, you know, material impediment, the bodily impediment, which is also very encouraging to all of us, because old age, you know, old age diseases, they're there and they will be there. But Maharaj has demonstrated that there really is no material impediment. That if one has that, the mercy of the Panchatattva and the Parampara, it can flow without any obstruction. So I feel extremely blessed to be here, and when Maharaj comes, so many bees seeking the nectar also come with him, and so many wonderful devotees that I've met in the past but haven't seen for a while, from Folsom, Sacramento, San Jose, Oklahoma, Texas, I'm getting Berkeley, I'm getting to see them too. And that devotion of Guru Bhakti, Guru Nishtha, that is really the basis of our spiritual progress. And so seeing that in Maharaja's disciples, and not only and also the solidarity in the community of devotees, I'm noticing it specifically the devotees from Folsom and Sacramento, that they come as a group, even those who weren't directly initiated by Maharaj. And that's also very... Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Take your hand off.
So that's also very encouraging. That that spirit of solidarity and support and encouragement, which is really part of Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada often said, that if we really want brotherhood, we can have it, but we have to have a common father, and the common father is Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their representatives are, by coming together we under that shelter and guidance we experience that unity of a family, spiritual family. So I won't say too much more, but I can say that Maharaja's presence among us, apart from being, his mercy and Prabhupada's mercy and the Panchatattva's mercy, I think it's also a testimony to the love of the devotees and the power of the devotees' prayers. I mean, I know when I heard what happened in Bombay, I think I prayed like I've never prayed before, and I'm sure the same applies to devotees all over the world. And I think also due to that intense prayer and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara and the Panchatattva, that that Maharaj is with us and really in full force. So Krishna consciousness is very powerful and very beautiful, and that's something that we could experience very vividly tonight. Hare Krishna.
When I was coming to Los Angeles, I would see Giriraj Maharaj and Hiranand Maharaj, but Hiranand Maharaj was somewhere else, and then I told him that Giriraj Maharaj He was also traveling. So I thought, oh, he must be in Texas or that. President's leaders to meeting. So I also blessed that you get his association.
I was determined. I was determined, and at one stage I thought that I would stay in the second sannyas quarters in LA and be with you during these days, but no vacancy. So, but then I thought there's a higher arrangement that we meet here in the presence of the Panchatattva. So that's really what was my main purpose, and it was fulfilled. And it's like I guess it's been a while, but it's like more than I imagined. Actually, more than I imagined. It's wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Anjantata ki.
Jai.
Sarvat ki.
Jai.
Viraj Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Sarvat Vakta Vinna ki.
Jai.